This is the UNC Coaches Show, presented by Bank of Colorado, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Rice.
Yes, indeed. Another exciting weekly event down here at the GOAT. It's the UNC Coaches Show, presented by Bank of Colorado. We are here talking basketball for this next hour, and it is great to have UNC women's coach Kristen Mateo here, also head men's coach Steve Smiley. We'll get St. Thomas in the house in just a little bit as well, but good to talk women's hoops with the coach of the Bears, Kristen Mateo. Good to see you.
Mike, it's good to be here.
Yes, it is, and especially good for you, a sweep of Portland State and Sacramento State. Congratulations. Yeah. I would imagine sweeps are always kind of put you on a little bit higher than other weekends.
I have a coaching friend. He always says conference wins are like gold. And it doesn't matter who you play. You know, obviously Portland State and Sac State, you know, if you look at their records, it's towards the bottom of the conference. But, like, Sac State just beat Northern Arizona, which was the game before us, you know, NAU, first-place team in our league. So we knew we had a hot team coming in, and proud of the weekend, proud of the sweep.
So I've got to ask you, and we'll talk about how the games went, because you guys really played pretty well, seemingly, and I want to get your thoughts. But coaches, the ability to stay on an even keel, because there is pressure to win. Everybody knows that. Everybody wants to see the teams win. You guys feel it as coaches probably more than anybody. But how do you stay on the even keel, win, lose, that kind of thing?
I think we focus on consistency. We talk about peaks and valleys. We don't want to be up and down. We kind of want to streamline and continue to get better game after game. So it's a little bit of everything, but, you know, the goal is that we're just taking steps every game to get better. We study ourselves quite a bit because we want to keep improving, because if not, we say the other team's going to study us and maybe find something. So I just think the goal is to constantly improve, but we want to avoid the ups and downs.
But in terms of the preparation after a sweep, do you have to tell yourself, look, that's great, but we still have to put in the same amount of work and forget about the weekend before?
Yeah, I mean, we don't forget about it. We use it as a stepping stone.
Okay.
So there's confidence in winning, and there's a lot of learning through losing too. So I think big picture, we always clean up on Monday from the weekend before. Right now, it's a lot of just clips. Here's offensive and defensive things that we can do better, or here's what we love. Let's keep doing this. So I think there's some momentum in that. And then quickly, the focus does turn. Like for this week, obviously, we're on the road. We have to now become road warriors.
Yep.
And take on a mentality of, you know, stealing a couple of wins on the road.
And that won't be easy. When can you feel from the kids, can you feel sort of the – a little bit of a bump in spirit when you get a sweep like you did last weekend?
Well, I think, you know, for our older players, there's a maturity behind how they show up. They're in the office still on Monday. They're still watching film. They're watching film of, you know, say we are prepping for Idaho. They're watching all of their film on how they guarded them. So the older ones really understand the value of just consistency and preparation, mm-hmm. and the mundane, boring habits. They just do it over and over and over. The younger ones, were helping them see the game a little bit differently. For example, our post players are getting double teamed right now. Well, our post players are freshmen and sophomores, so this is like the next step in their game is understanding how to maneuver around something like that. So, yes, the morale is obviously high when you're winning, but we also hope that, you know, I just go back to, we don't want to get too high off of wins, and we don't want to get too low when you lose. There's a consistency behind being a really, really good team.
How long, of course, when you play Thursday, there's only a short turnaround, but how long do you give the ladies a chance to sort of soak in, win or lose, what happened that game before moving on?
We talk about enjoy that evening, and then the next day. Well, Sunday we had a day off, but still they start – it's going back to stacking all the habits, sleeping well, fueling, hydrating – you know, prepping for the week. So when we're on the road, like we're about to leave tomorrow morning, we're gone till Sunday, so they're missing a lot of class right now. So you just stay consistent in your habits and how you show up. And typically, you want to outwork what you're doing and continue to get better. So that's just how it works. And if you're a creature of habit, That normally works out pretty good for us and our team.
How long does it take when you get a freshman in? And granted, there's more transfers at least right now. But when you get a freshman into a program, how long does it typically take for them to kind of get those kind of things, the whole routine aspect?
Well, Tatum, for an example, yeah. We've just thrown her in the fire because she's starting as a freshman. So she's going to travel to Idaho this week, and she has never been to Moscow, Idaho. Think about it. She's from Texas. She's a Texas girl. You know, she's never been to Spokane, Washington, and Eastern Washington. So these are all just new environments for her. But for her, you know, as we say, most freshmen, if they're playing a lot, it's not till they're, you know, till February or so till they're really getting everything. And then you get them through the season. Then they have the summer, and we think that summer from freshman to sophomore year is critical, that they now have seen the next level, that the speed and the pace of the game. Then they go back to work in the summertime and just really take their game to the next level. So it's twofold. They don't have it all figured out. And, again, like when we go to the conference tournament in a few weeks, Tatum West has never been to Boise. You know, she doesn't know that environment of Big
right.
Sky Conference tournament. So we do our best to prep, and we spend a lot of one-on-one time with some of our younger kids to make sure that they're ready.
UNC women's basketball coach Kristen Mateo is with us here on the UNC Coaches Show. We are live at the GOAT, 46th Avenue and Center Place. Big sweep, Portland State, you get on Thursday night. You beat them. You beat Sac State. You held both under 60 points. You guys give up 63 points per game on average, so it was right about where you were. I want to talk a little about defense. Characterize the way the Bears play defense for us.
Well, I think the goal is to keep you uncomfortable. We do press. We change our defenses, man and zone. We talked about that a little bit last week. The goal is to take away their best player tendencies. And somebody like a Sac State who was playing really well, you know, they were driven through a point guard that just, you know, she had games of 18 points and 13 assists. I think we held her to 7 assists. So that felt like an accomplishment, but she was putting up MVP-type numbers, and everything was driven through her. She's dynamic. She's a playmaker. She's a scorer. So every game, the scheme is a little bit different. We do tailor – because we do different defenses, we can tailor it to their personnel and what we need to do. But sometimes it's to speed you up. Sometimes it's to slow you down. There's just a feel to the game. And, again, because we play several defenses, we can control some of that too.
So you like mixing zone and player to player?
Yes. what we don't want is you to have 30 seconds to walk into the half court and figure out how to score on us. So if we can do something – you know, even out of a timeout, you might not know what defense we're going to be in. Man zone, you don't know what we're going to be in. So just keeping you uncomfortable is the theme. And obviously just normal ball pressure and things like that. Our defense is getting better. We are young in some spots. So even like a Tatum West, who's a freshman, continues just to get better in the most basic fundamental things you can imagine. So our whole team collectively, though, even – you know, all the sophomores that we have, the defense is actually tough when you're younger because
yeah.
you're now going against players that are 4 and 5 years into a career that can score the ball and make you pay, you know, for a missed rotation.
I would think it's tough, too, especially for younger players when you're playing zone. Next possession, it's a press man. Next possession, it might be a 1-3-1. I mean, when you're mixing it up, you have to be able to process that on the fly and right away, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
When we're teaching it all, it's a lot for the players, and we always tell them at the end, well, how did that feel? And they're like, oh, it's chaotic. Well, that's how other teams will feel, you know, as we get going against them. So when we first came into this league, it was, you know, you can look at Synergy, which is the software that we use. It was 98% man deep. So everybody played kind of a similar style, and we just had a little bit different look, and that's what we loved right off the bat.
We're with Kristen Mateo, UNC women's basketball coach. So let's look at the Portland State game first before the break. How did you evaluate? I think it was like 65-48, the final. So defensively, it seemed like you did a nice job.
Yeah, it was the third quarter for us that I feel like we really locked in. And, you know, we took away some of the open looks that they had. And typically, that's if we struggle any defensively, it's because somebody – we just say the wide-open looks will get you beat eventually. So just being there, I thought our rotations were much better. We turned them over a little bit, so we had some pace now offensively in transition. And that was really the separator that third quarter, you know, and then finishing out the game. We got it to 20 points, and we're able just to kind of hold that lead for the rest of the game.
Portland State has had a rough year. Is it hard to get that message to the players?
No. a conference, just to go against anybody, in, they know you. Like, they, even though they could be at the bottom, they just came off their first conference win of the season. So they, we knew they were feeling good. There was momentum. They had adjusted. They were kind of scheming defensively. So we were prepping for something that we didn't really know what they were going to do exactly against us. And some, it was like a half zone, a half man. They were face guarding Delaney and Hannah. So that was something new that we were like, are they going to do it against us? We prepped, and then, yes, they did do it against us. So I think our players were ready. So we knew that, and they have the player of, like, preseason player of the year.
Yeah.
With her last name is Morales. So they have some firepower. You know, I don't know why they're not winning, but, you know, so, yes, we – any conference game is going to be tough. It doesn't matter who you are and what your record is. And that's the beauty of the game right now.
Yeah, and right now you're in good shape. Fifth place, 7-6 in the league as we get a little bit closer to that conference tournament. We'll explore that. We'll talk about the win over Sac State after a short break. It is the UNC Coaches Show. We're live at the GOAT, 46th Avenue and Center Place in Greeley. Got great drink specials. Got all the games going on. Got great food as well. Pop on down every Tuesday night at 6. Back talking UNC women's hoops in a moment on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It is the UNC Coaches Show presented by Bank of Colorado at the GOAT in Greeley, 46th Avenue and Center Place. We'll talk men's basketball at the bottom of the hour. Head coach Steve Smiley is here. We'll also get some words from St. Thomas, one of the terrific additions to the men's team. We're talking women's hoops right now with head coach Kristen Mateo. You got a 65-59 win over Sac State in Greeley on Saturday. How did you see that one go?
Yeah, that was a great game for us. Hannah Simmental shot the ball really well. And, you know, if we can get collectively everybody on the same time. but Hannah played well. I think Seneca Hackley gave us some big minutes again as well. Anaya has been tremendous in the paint for us. And so really those were several of the players that, you know, really got momentum going for us offensively. Sac State is a tricky team because they had won 4 out of their last 5 games coming into us. And you can say they're at the bottom of the league, but they won 4 of the last 5 games, just beat Northern Arizona, you know, the number one team in the league. So we knew we were going to have our hands full. And credit to our kids, I thought we absorbed every punch that they gave us, which there was, you know, early on they actually had the lead through a little bit through the second quarter. I think we were down 2 going into halftime. And but just absorbed a lot of that, and then were able to kind of get that lead in the third and then never look back.
Yeah, Hannah had 20 points, 4 of 8 from three-point range. You mentioned something interesting during the break, and it's not just what the team's record is, and you alluded to Sac State, or what a player on the opposing team averages, but it's about how they've been trending the last 2-3 weekends, isn't it?
That's a big part of what you study, at least from the coaching side, and we get our players to understand that, but you know, who's hot and who's not. And you can look at a team the last 5 games, as we said, Sac State, if you look at their record, you say bottom of the conference. But not so. They just beat the number one team, and they had won 4 out of 5 games. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into studying even players and personnel. Who's rebounding? Who's scoring the ball well? Are they tweaking their offense? Did somebody get injured? So now they're doing something different. So those are all things that you just go in and dig into, you know, as you prep for that next team.
Yeah, we talked a little earlier about younger players, and you mentioned the word consistency. Is that as big of a topic, a big of a learning curve for a young player as anything, the ability to not only stay on an even keel emotionally, but just in terms of performance and results and how they play?
These young ladies are 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. So you have to think, if you have a high school kid, well, I get them right after high school. They're still young ladies maturing and growing. They have a full load academically. So when we say consistency, you know, even as we get ready to leave in the morning, you know, they're balancing a lot of different things. It's not just basketball either. And I just told you, we had a young, Lila Moore had a birthday on Sunday. You know, her family's not here. So I'm calling her, making sure she's hanging out. You know, she went out to dinner with Anaya Hall and Gabby to a restaurant, I think, and maybe Loveland. So there's a lot of things going on that's, you know, it's not even on the court that we want consistency. It's the balance off the court, and they're integrating everything, academics. And we always encourage, stay connected to your family over the – especially on the weekends, call them, check in. So, and some of the families travel and get to watch us play, which is a blessing. So, back to the consistency, keeping as much balance as you can so you can step on the floor and give yourself to your team and your teammates and your coaches. And it's physically and mentally exhausting, you know, as you get deeper into the season. So we talk a lot about having a strong body and a strong mind, and that's one of the best things that you can provide, you know, your mental and physical health.
Yeah, it's also got to be a challenge because on the one hand, you want to be, as we talked about, even keel, consistent, all that. On the other hand, when you get a sweep, you want them to enjoy it, right, and experience that joy and when results follow all of the effort steps.
Absolutely. We always enjoy the wins. We talk about it. We celebrate it, even in the locker room. And again, it's just, as I said, not too high, not too low. Keep yourself right in the middle. Keep getting better at who we are and what we do as a team. But we have players, the consistency is on Monday when they're getting workouts with coaches, when they're watching film with coaches in the offices. That's the consistency of you enjoyed the wins. Now it's back to work so we can get more wins.
Yeah.
You know, and not just it feeling good and allowing wins to make you, what we maybe say, a little bit soft and comfortable.
Yeah, you don't want that. You can spot that, especially as an experienced coach, right? You have a good pulse on those kind of things.
Yeah, and we can kind of help through practices of if we need to rev something up or if we need to pull back a little bit. So we're constantly, we try to be as in tune with our players, and that's with sports performance, which is the weight room, that's sports medicine. You know, we get feedback from all areas that allows us to best serve them in the most important pieces of our season, which is right now.
Final moments with UNC women's basketball coach Kristen Mateo. We are on the UNC Coaches Show. I want to ask you just about your style as a coach. At what point, let me rephrase it, is there a point at times when you just got to put the hammer down a little bit? I would imagine there are those situations. I know you don't like that style, right? That's not typically the way you coach, but at times, do you have to just say, ladies, this is how it is, and kind of get up into them a little bit verbally?
I think the focus is making sure that we meet and play to our standards. And when you can talk and coach through our program standards, you know, that helps our players better understand,
sure,
you know, where we need to be. So if we're not performing to our standards, then that's where we go back. We're watching film, or there's, you know, every practice isn't going to be the best practice at this time of the year. As a matter of fact, a high school coach just texted me today. I said, hey, good luck, because Colorado starts playoffs today.
That's right.
Girls basketball. Good luck. And she said, we had our worst practice last night. And I said, well, hopefully they got it all out of them.
Yeah.
So now they're ready to go, you know, perform well on the court. So I think if you have great leaders like we do, Delaney, Hannah, you know, Gabby is one of our leaders. They're constantly driving, you know, our passion and sense of urgency and how we perform on the court. So we're locked in, and yes, sometimes we do have to get on a little bit more. Other times, you know, there's a maturity behind it, and I don't have to worry about it because it's player-led, and they're just,
yeah,
they just show up and they work hard.
I would think when it comes from the players, especially the seniors or the upperclassmen, that's when you have a group, right? Because they're the ones that are teaching the younger players how it goes. Do you sense that that's starting to happen the closer you get to Boise?
Yeah, and we spend time. So even last week, I met with our one freshman and all the sophomores and just said, okay, you know, your vision is different from like a Delaney, who literally her career games are numbered right now, and making sure that everybody understands like the sense of urgency that we have to have this time of the year, you know, in performing and getting better. And so, yeah, it's all about communication. And, again, you just go back to your standards and how you show up every day. And I think that's what aligns and keeps everybody, you know, moving forward.
At Idaho on Thursday for your UNC women's team, if there were one game in the league that you wanted back this year, would it be the Idaho game here?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Obviously not our best performance. And, honestly, a good second half. You know, we shot an extremely low percentage,
yeah,
the first half.
It was a tough first quarter.
Yeah, we scored. Yes. So, yes, we want that. We want this opportunity to go back and, if you will, say redeem yourself. I know that we are a better team than how we performed that night. I think our players understand that too. And, yeah, and you're going on the road. So this is – it's a critical stretch for us in making sure that we feel really good here in a couple of weeks. Like, we will have to win on the road. I mean, your season finishes on the road in Division I basketball. So it's in Boise or beyond that. So we want to feel really good about this final road trip.
And if you can win this one – I know you've thought about this. It helps solidify – still work to do, but helps to solidify that top six position, doesn't it?
Yeah, when we win on Thursday.
There you go.
We're going to continue to position ourselves. And there's a lot of work that's in prep that will go into it. But the goal is that we just focus on us and what we need to do. Tomorrow's a big travel day, of course. So let's get through that travel day and then finish that final prep, and I think we'll be ready.
And I know you guys always look at the Thursday game first, but give us a sneak peek about the Eastern game on Saturday. It's a good basketball team.
Eastern Washington, yeah. Number one, pick number one, two in our league. Very veteran team. A lot of juniors and seniors and grad players. It was a really close game. The first time I think we lost by six maybe. I can't remember. Opportunity to play one of the top teams in our league and continue to see where we're at. But we're right there. We're right there. So I'm proud of our players, proud of just the work that they've been putting in, and excited to finish out these five games.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. All the best Thursday and Saturday, Coach.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Kristen Mateo, head coach of the UNC women's team. Yeah, they will be at Idaho. Oh, my gosh, I had a moment. At Idaho, we just talked about it, on Thursday night, and then Saturday it'll be at Eastern Washington. Before three straight home games to close out the regular season for the women's team. Coach is going to stick around. She's got some giveaways for those here at the GOAT, 46th Avenue and Center Place. And then we'll talk men's basketball on the UNC Coaches Show, presented by Bank of Colorado. Always fun to hang out at the GOAT on Tuesday nights for the UNC Coaches Show, presented by Bank of Colorado. Great to talk UNC Women's Hoops with Coach Mateo. And again, a week from Thursday, a week from Saturday, and then I think it's Monday, March 2nd. No. Fourth closes out the regular season for the women's team at home. UNC men's coach Steve Smiley is here. Good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
I tell you, we're just sort of heading down the home stretch now. It's not that far from Boise in the conference tournament.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you got five games left, but you really have less than 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
You know, with it being Tuesday, in literally 2 weeks, it's over. Other than Boise, and that's kind of a weird feeling for a coach, and really too. Like, to be honest, for me, like, almost like a sad feeling, like, this team that I've had this year, like, I love this team. And that's not just coaches saying stuff, but it's just such a fun group. Like, we had a good practice today. You know, today was practice number 105.
And that does not include. So you got them counted.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm very detailed and
that
stuff.
That doesn't surprise me.
You throw the fall and the summer in there, it's like 145 practices. Wow. And Coach Mateo said the same thing, that you might have some bad practice this time of year because there's so many practices. Yeah. And these guys, like, and they're having a good time with it too. But they're still dialed in. They're still working hard. It's just been really fun to be around these guys. So it's almost like, man, in 2 weeks, we're down to that one-game season.
It's interesting. You told me earlier in the year, you know, thinking back to last year's team, you had great players, great kids, individually skilled, and we've got Tennessee on tonight with Dalton playing. But – I mean, when you have a team that's winning games, Steve, doesn't that just add that special element to things?
Well, let's be honest. Winning is fun, and losing stinks.
Yeah.
I hate losing. And so winning's fun. No, but like I'll say this, though. Sometimes you can win with with a team or whatever, the players that you don't want to be around. It's still not fun. Hmm. It's just the truth of it. And so
have you been coach of teams like that? Just because
not many, but a couple. Yeah. And not at UNC, but you know, previous stops. Where every now and then, like, you're like, hey, yeah, we're winning because we're just really talented. But, like, these guys aren't working hard. They're not really, you know. And this year, this team, and I think we're really talented this year. I think we're old and we're talented. Last year's team had talent, but we had some different flaws and things, just the way that we were kind of built. But this team is just fun to be around every single day. And winning certainly helps that out. But we're having a great time every day.
And the way you guys are winning, I mean, most of the games of this year have been close. There haven't been too many blowouts either way. Does that I mean, you never know. I've said to people, you never know what you're going to see or who's going to step up when you go watch a men's game.
No question. Yeah, and you're right. There's been so many close games going all the way back to the start of the year. And we've talked about it, but the start of the year, those close games have helped us to prepare for close games within the league play. And we've had a couple games, you know, beating Portland State bad and Northern Arizona bad and at Idaho. But even like at Idaho, who's our opponent Thursday night, that was a really good game for 26 minutes. And then we just have this ability at times offensively to just explode. Just like at Sac State, 81% in the second half. I've never seen that before.
No.
81% with one turnover. So we have the ability to really go, and that's great, but we know how to win close.
UNC men's coach Steve Smiley is with us on the UNC Coaches Show. So you mentioned it, the win over Sac State on Saturday. Yep. 17 of 21 for your club shooting in the second half. That's video games stuff.
It is. And even looking like at the misses, I know Brock missed a contested but still a layup that he makes most of the time. And we probably could have been like 19 for 21. and it still was. And the cool thing is that was within a close game, though. That wasn't, hey, we're up 20, we're just loose. That was a tight game, came down to the very end. And our guys just did a great job of executing. And then at some point in time, players got to make plays. And like the guy sitting over there, Saint, like it started with him in the second half. He hit two or three tough shots.
Yeah.
And that got us going.
You know, it was funny because I forgot to write down the halftime numbers. I try and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to the end of, towards the end of the game. And I'm looking at the second half shooting, and I'm thinking, I thought they were 10 of 25. And I'm thinking to myself, so they've only missed like three shots. And I said, I think I'll hold off.
Yeah.
It was crazy, Steve.
Crazy.
I mean, but that's the ability of this team.
Yep.
That's not a fluke in a sense, only because your guys have shown the ability to put big runs together.
Well, it's a couple of things. One, you have to have talented players. But two, we're getting great shots because they're sharing the ball. And they understand the type of shot that we want to get. They've learned the analytical side of it. And it really starts with just, you know, we have some older players that just understand what real basketball is, and that makes my job easier. But as long as they're out there sharing the ball and this and that, keeping that ball hot, we're hard to guard. So
really hard to guard.
Yeah.
Sac State, Portland State, I know it was disappointing, the loss at Portland State on Thursday.
Yeah.
Were you, even though your club has shown an amazing ability to be resilient, bounce back, was there part of you that was thinking, somehow, are we going to be able to bounce back against Sac State?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, going to the Portland State game and even looking at, like, just the just watching it after the game, because I was pretty disappointed, or whatever you want to say, whatever the word is after the game. But, you know, going our first 19 good shots, like I chart all of our shots, and it's either a good shot or a bad shot or a turnover. And our first 19 good shots, we were 3 for 19.
Wow.
On good shots.
Yeah.
And usually that should be about 12 for 19 with this team. And that's how that hole kind of, you know, created. And, you know, give our guys credit for coming back. Sometimes it might be better to say, hey, we got beat by 15, just wasn't our night. But you come back, you get the one-point lead, the minute left, and the ball, and you're like, man, we're gonna win this game. And it just wasn't meant to be. But, yeah, I was nervous. I was nervous going into that Sacramento game. I knew that, you know, that's a tough matchup for us. I told them of the teams that are currently at the lower end of the standings, and I just addressed it because they look at it anyways. I said Sac State's a team that we really had the hardest time with in the first round. We had to beat them at the buzzer. And the guys, I mean, just again, their resiliency and resolve, great practice on Friday. They didn't look, you know, demoralized, but also they were on edge and they were ready to go. And Saturday we just, you know, we found a way to get it done.
That has to be, at least in part, not only stem from you and the coaches, but the guys themselves, the maturity, the experience factor.
I believe this is a player-led team, and it's the maturity of the team and the toughness. Like, this is a tough team now. And so they just, you know, you're going to take a loss every now and then, but they're going to bounce back. So I think the maturity of it, the toughness of it, the detail of it, we have the right guys in the locker room, and it gives us a chance.
Final few moments with UNC head coach Steve Smiley on the UNC Coaches Show live at the GOAT. So this weekend you get Idaho on Thursday,
yep.
You get Eastern Washington Saturday night. Closes out the home schedule of the regular season. It's crazy.
It's kind of bittersweet,
yeah.
Right? The last two home games are huge games. Obviously, the Idaho game is the first game, so that's the most important game. They're playing really well right now.
Yeah.
I think they've won four of their last seven games, and the only ones they've lost was at Montana at the buzzer, Weber State by one, at Eastern Washington. That game was 79-77 with a minute left. I mean, they gave Eastern Washington all they can handle. So they've got a different lineup. They've got some injuries. It's a totally different team than what we played, you know, a month ago. And they're big. They're physical. Both their 4 and 5 can shoot. They're playing, like I said, with a ton of confidence. So that, and then the Eastern Washington game, kind of senior night, which is a goofy night. The way, just so we clarify, the way we do it is if you're out of eligibility after this year, we're going to recognize you, which is Riley. And if you're a graduate, if you're getting your diploma, which is three guys, Theo Hughes, Jaron Riley, Jalen Page, if you're going to get your degree, we're going to recognize you as well, because you just never know with the portal and stuff and COVID years, you know. And so when a guy gets that diploma, we want to recognize them as well.
Okay, and that's important, obviously. Huge. I mean, we love the basketball side of it, but they are going to school too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's important to your staff too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something you stress. That's
proud
part of the package.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and these guys, a lot of these guys will be pro for a little bit of time, but that ball is going to stop bouncing long before retirement. I know that much.
So do I.
Even for like a guy like Tom Brady and this and that, like, you know, that, now he made a lot of money, but these guys, I mean, when they're done playing 26, 28, even 31, you got 30 years left, so you better have that degree.
Absolutely. So, do you have to help the guys guard against looking towards the matchup against Eastern on Saturday?
We just addressed it, and it was the first clip today. I have this little, you know, old TV. Actually, I donated the TV because the previous TV got shattered by an errant club volleyball. So, I had an old flat screen, so I donated it. And so, we watched, you know, on the court, maybe five clips of whatever I want to show them. And it was mentality, and I just showed them the kind of their last five or six games, and I showed them just a screenshot of 79-77 Idaho Ewash, and I was like, guys, I shouldn't even have to address this, because I think we're mature enough to not let this be a trap game, but these guys are good, man.
Idaho. Yeah.
And they play offensively. Their coach Pribble, like the stuff he runs and does, there are not a lot of guys doing the stuff he's doing, and they look a lot like us offensively. They're going to put us in a bind. We're going to have to, and at their place, we played well. I mean, we were on fire, and I'm not talking offensively. I'm on the defensive end, and so you better have the same attention to detail. And so I don't think that's going to be the case on Thursday that our guys are overlooking them, but we addressed it for about 27 seconds, and then we moved on. But you do worry about that because, you know, Ewash, they just got beat, and it doesn't matter. Like, if you don't win Thursday, like Saturday still matters, but you win Thursday, yeah, you still got a chance.
Absolutely.
You ain't got a chance if you lose Thursday. So.
Well, you mentioned Coach Pribble. I mean, and I love UNC, but he is a Cal guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a little partial to those guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
He's good, man.
He is a good coach, though.
He does a good job.
Good young coach.
Yep.
Bright coach.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, in closing out, is the inside-outside threat that Idaho brings, because Denker's a good player, Quinn Denker, their guard, their transfer guard's a leading scorer. Is it the sort of the dual threat they have, the multiple threats?
Okay, so they got five guys that can shoot on the court at once.
Okay, so it's more than two.
And they have the only lob threat in the league. You know, Juice Mims is the only true, like, just phenomenal athlete. Core John Cooch, throw it up anywhere, and he'll do some crazy stuff if you don't guard him right. So they got a good player. They can shoot at all five spots. They got a rim runner lob threat that no one else has. They got really good pieces, and they're starting to figure it out. It's a brand-new coach, brand-new team. Bunch of brand new players, but they're playing their best when it matters.
Yeah, you guys handled Mims pretty well up there. He did not go off.
And the reason why is we never let him get to the rim. You know, based off our ball screen coverage. And so now, you know, can we do the same thing? That's going to be the goal.
Do you think about something when you play a team the second time? All right, so we did these things and that were successful up in Idaho. So what is Coach Pribble going to? I mean, do you play that mental game about the adjustments and what do you think will work?
I do with him. Some coaches I don't, because they're just going to be what they are and run what they're going to run. But he is an adjustment coach. I mean, he puts time into it. He's picked up three or four little hitters for the coverage that we do, because I always watch Idaho State because they do the same coverage. And I was like, ooh, okay, now they got this play. So he's going to be extremely prepared, and they're going to test us within the first five possessions, and we're going to do it right or we're not. And, you know, it's a long game, but no, with him – there's been a lot of discussion. Okay, well, what do you think they'll do here when we do this? So it's a real cat and mouse game.
Finally, do you worry, though, about outthinking yourself, if that makes sense?
Well, you stay with your coverage. You decide on whatever your coverage is first. And you don't, you know, we don't talk to our guys about all this stuff.
Right.
You know, just it's more within the staff. And we'll show the guys 10% of what we're concerned about. Of the 100% that we're concerned about, they get 10% of it.
Yeah.
But no, like for us, it's, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to live with it. They're going to get a couple threes out of this, but we're not going to let Juice get to the rim and get dunks. And, you know, that's when they get really good, because then your defense starts panicking and stretching out, and it just becomes a real problem. So they're good. And so it's going to be a good game.
Should be fun. Thanks for
all right.
coming.
Thanks,
all the
Mike.
Best.
Appreciate
yeah.
it.
That is Steve Smiley, UNC men's coach. We are live at the GOAT on the UNC Coaches Show presented by Bank of Colorado. Coach has got some drawings for those here. He'll draw some tickets for a pennant and a keychain. And then we'll get some thoughts from St. Thomas, who's been a terrific addition to the Bears. Stay with us on the UNC Coaches Show. Minutes of the UNC Coaches Show. We're live at the GOAT, 46th Avenue and Center Place, talking UNC men's hoops with standout forward St. Thomas. Great to have you in the house. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, we've talked a lot over the course of the year with Coach, with you guys, just about balancing the basketball with the academics. How's that been going?
I think it's going good. We just, like, especially on our away trips, we just, like, set an hour to ourselves to just do study hall. So, I mean, we all get our homework done, and I feel like it's, I would say for me, I think I'm doing pretty well in my classes right now.
So, okay, yeah. So honestly, it's like, yeah, I'll study on the road, but it's just kind of – I'm doing it because I have to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it, though, right?
Yeah.
You got to study.
Exactly.
It's important, but sometimes it's hard.
Yes.
Because you enjoy the game so much, especially
for sure.
in season. Are you always thinking basketball?
Not for me. I would always
really?
Say, I would say that I kind of separate myself after I leave. Like, I get done with, like, the hoop side. I mean, after I just lock in and watch film, kind of just after that, I don't watch no basketball unless it's my friends playing. But other than that, I just try to take a break from basketball.
Yeah, even – I mean, I would think in the season that probably is good. Get a little balance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
All right, so take us through what – the guys talked about after Thursday night's loss to Portland State and how you bounced back on Saturday at Sac State?
We kind of just talked about, like, I mean, you've seen growth throughout the game. I mean, we started off bad, but then we came out and shot. I mean, we shot the ball. I think we shot the ball super well, but they didn't stop hitting shots the whole game. So, I mean, we were down 20 and kind of came back and made it a game going to overtime. And I mean, it was a long game for us, and we put ourselves in a hole to where we couldn't come back from. But we just talked about just we're going to go through adversity. I mean, this time of the year, either teams can fold or teams can get better. So most of the time, teams get worse at this time because they're too tired. But just Smiley just talked to us, and it was like we want to be the team that gets 1% better every game. So, and I feel like we got better at the end of that game and towards – second half in the Sac State game.
Yeah, no doubt. In the Portland State game, though, in overtime, expending all the energy you guys did to come back from 21 down, did you run out of gas a little bit maybe?
I would say so. I mean, I think really only seven guys got to play that game. So just I know for my – I was gassed. And
well, you play hard.
Yeah,
I know all the guys play hard.
I just felt like we was worn out,
just,
and you could tell, and just our urgency was kind of bad as well starting off the game. And I'm not going to lie, they pressed us the whole game, and it worked. I think that was their game plan, just to rush us, and it got us out of our groove.
And then you mentioned the second half against Sacramento State. Have you ever been a part of a half where your team shoots 17 of 21 from the field or anything like that?
See, I didn't even know we shot that good. I got so lost in the game that it was just fun to hit shots with the guys. And, I mean, you get to see, like, all the things that we do, hit the threes, pull it up. Like, that's fun to do. So
in the moment, you have no idea.
No, I didn't even know that.
But afterwards, I mean, you've heard it since the win.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think when you hear that?
Kind of for me, I would say, for me, like, I was 1 for 7, like, going into halftime, and I was kind of just, like, in my head, and really, like, I would say for, like, Zach and the guys were just telling me, like, just, it's going to be your half, like, you know, you could just turn up whenever, and kind of, like, my shots start falling, then kind of, since then, it's just snowfall, and everybody's shots were just hitting, and
it was contagious.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
St. Thomas is with us. We are on the UNC Coaches Show live at the GOAT. Do you start – I mean, is it hard not to be thinking about the conference tournament at all? Because as Coach said, you got 2 weeks left in the regular season.
It's hard not to think about it, but, you know, we have I mean, Weber State's one game behind us, so we got to get our spot at two, and just we either want the one or two seed so we can get the bye, and that's our main goal right now.
Yeah, the bye would be if you guys were the number two, when you're the number two seed.
Yes.
You play that first game, you win it, and then you get a day off before you play in the semifinals.
Exactly.
That's important this time of year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You guys, Saint, you play so hard. I mean, and what I've noticed is it's not just offensively. Great players are usually great scorers.
Yes.
How much pride do you take in how hard you play defensively?
Like I told you from the start, I learned all my work ethic kind of just coming from Loyola Chicago. I mean, a program that you just is basically oriented around defense and – kind of like they really preach and just pride on, like, defense wins games. So, and we used to say, like, we're living and winning in the 60s. So that's and hold every team under 50. So that's kind of just, like, what I take pride on. And I know, like, defense creates offense because I think we're the number one transition team in the conference right now. So
and number one scoring team.
Exactly, yes.
And one of the best shooting teams as well, second or third in field goal percentage. Individually – you went over the 500-point mark for this season this last weekend. Does that mean something to you, kind of a bounce-back kind of year for you?
I mean, that's great news to hear, but, man, we got more to come. And all I see right now is big picture, just we got to win the tournament. I mean, we don't get to the tournament and win. All those stats don't mean nothing to me. So,
you guys know Eastern Washington – you guys, Weber, probably the top three, certainly by the standings.
Yes.
And Montana's right there, really good team. Do you feel like any team can win this conference tournament once you get there?
Oh, yeah. I think just like at first, you could kind of see like the spread in the conference and Eastern Washington, and we were kind of dominating. And then kind of just like, I mean, now it's just, any day, any team can win. So, I mean, and we're experiencing that. We're getting every team's best. So, I mean, I think at one point Weber was at 8, and now they're at 3. So, I mean, I think anybody can win this conference and any day, and somebody can win by 20, somebody can win by 3. It could be overtime games. I mean, that's the fun of it, of this conference, though.
Final moments with UNC forward St. Thomas. Do you feel you guys got the message from Coach Smiley about making sure you take Idaho seriously and handle business?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We want sure?
Oh, yes. I mean, we last time, I think we were down 3, actually, at halftime to Idaho. So, I mean, they're a good team, and they're physical. And I say we really struggle with physicality. And, I mean, we just got to keep proving to teams that we can stick around. And, I mean, I think we're going to be fine, and we have to focus on obviously on Thursday and then hopefully get the sweep for the weekend.
Do you enjoy the pressure of these games as you head down the stretch towards the tournament?
Oh, yes. I love the pressure. I mean, I don't think pressure – like if you don't have no pressure, you don't have anything. That's how I think.
Well, it means something's on the line.
Exactly.
Go get Idaho. Thanks for
coming by.
St. Thomas, UNC forward, having a super year, right up at the top of the heap in scoring and rebounding in the Big Sky. That'll do it. Thanks so much to Micah Kilpatrick back in the studio for handling things on that end. I'm Mike Rice. Thanks for joining us on site, on the air, for the UNC Coaches Show. Every Tuesday at 6 here at The GOAT, 46th Avenue in Center Place. Talk to you next week.